Hi, and welcome to this audio training lesson in which we're going to learn how to pronounce some of these multisyllabic words confidently. I've taken these words from the students, and they've said that sometimes they have difficulty producing these particular words. So we're going to start with the first word, and I've written all of the words phonetically as well in the lesson. So the first word is practically. So the second A is said as a schwa. In other words, the weak and it's shortened. The syllable is shortened and the A is said as a. Sometimes people also shorten the I. So they say practically. In fact, they leave the I out. But most people say practically. So the a is the one that you have to make. A is a short vowel, but you have to make the a slightly longer because that's the stressed syllable. Practically or practically. So whichever the stressed syllable is, make it slightly longer and then you'll get the word pretty well right. So let me say this sentence. They approached the problem practically. They approached the problem practically. And the next word is organizational. I'm having trouble saying it myself. Organizational. So if you're doing the American, it's or. If you're doing the British and Australian, it's or, no er. Organizational. So the SA is the main stressed syllable. So take a bit longer on that one. Organizational. Organizational. The boss's organizational skills were sorely lacking. And again. The boss's organizational skills were sorely lacking. And the next word, prerequisite. Prerequisite. So the re is the main stressed. If you make that longer, you'll get the rest right. Prerequisite. The prerequisite for entering into the college course was a high mark in chemistry. And again, the prerequisite for entry into the college course was a high mark in chemistry. And the next word, familiar. So for the British and Australia, the R at the end is not said. The AR is said as a schwa, familiar. And the Y becomes Sorry, the I becomes a Y for either. Familiar. Well, actually, no, that's not right. For the British, familiar. The I is said. For the Australian, it's said like the American. Okay. Except that there's no R at the end. Okay. So, British, familiar. American. Familiar, Australian, familiar, familiar. Your face looks familiar, but I can't remember where I know you from. And again, your face looks familiar, but I can't remember where I know you from. And the next one, influence. Influence. So the E after the U is a schwa. It's just ence. In is your stressed, main stressed syllable, your primary stressed one. U, flu, is your secondary stressed syllable. Influence. It's not influence. But influence. is a bad influence on her because he's always stealing things. And again, he's a bad influence on her because he's always stealing things. And the next one is buried. Buried. Now, it's not buried, it's buried. Buried. The treasure was buried beneath the castle. The treasure was buried beneath the castle. And the next word, context. So the X in context is saying a K and an S for Sam sound together quickly. X. And then you have to make sure that you add the T. So it's not context, it's context. There has to be a T at the end after the K and the S. They quoted the comment out of context and lost the original meaning. They quoted the comment out of context and lost the original meaning. The next word is encouragement. So the OU is saying and it's stressed. The American says of course. Encouragement. So it's not encouragement. It's the OU is said as the stressed. Encouragement. She received lots of encouragement from her peers and teachers. And again, she received lots of encouragement from her peers and teachers. And the next word is certainty. Certainty. So the sir is the stressed syllable. With the American, it's sir. Certainty. So it's not certainty, but certainty. So the first syllable is stressed and longer. Certainty. Can you predict the outcome with certainty? And again, can you predict the outcome with certainty? And the last word, implemented. So for the British, it's implemented, implemented. And for the American and the Australian, it's implemented, implemented. The stressed syllable is the im, so that one has to be the longest. The policy was implemented without any opposition. And again, the policy was implemented without any opposition. Great practicing, and bye for now.